42 will stay in place. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The Supreme Court has extended a temporary stay of the pandemic-era order blocking migrants at the southern border until a February hearing. Justices Kagan, Sotomayor, Gorsuch, and Jackson dissented from granting the case for further review. Even with Title 42 in place, authorities continue to see thousands of migrants crossing the border each day.
CBP sources tell Fox News from December 23rd through December 25th, there were 16,476 encounters at the southern border. 2,150 migrants were expelled under Title 42, but there were 14,000 migrants that were released here into the United States.
Fox's Matt Finn in Eagle Pass, Texas. Buffalo, New York, dealing with more snow on the way as it struggles to clear the streets of stranded cars left by the recent blizzard.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says as more snow is expected, the window is small to clear streets.
Make them safely passable for pedestrians as well as motorists.
Forecasters predict Buffalo and Erie County could see at least a couple more inches of snow. While some are venturing out on county roads, state police are among those keeping people off streets in Buffalo for now.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Frustration turning to anger for many Southwest Airlines passengers after the big storm stranded flight crews and forced widespread cancellations. Fox's Steve Harrigan is at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
What we're really seeing here at Atlanta Airport is this mountain of baggage from Southwest that just continues to get bigger as people try and point and hope to find their bags. Some of these bags from Sunday, some from Monday. And this is a scene that's being repeated at different airports all around the country.
Today alone, Southwest canceled about 2,500 flights. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Authorities on the West Coast continue to investigate vandalism of power facilities that caused massive outages.
Power has been restored to most homes in Western Washington after vandalism at a series of power substations led to tens of thousands of people losing power on Christmas Day. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department hasn't said if the incidents are related, but are still looking for suspects and a motive for the attack. It comes after similar attacks on substations in North Carolina, Oregon, and a different part of Washington. In January, a Department of Homeland Security memo warned about, quote, credible specific plans from domestic extremists to attack electricity infrastructure since at least 2020. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
The IRS's implementation of a new rule for app payments over $600 has been delayed. Fox's Jerry Willis explains.
Delayed by 1 year, requirements that e-commerce platforms like Venmo, Zelle, and even eBay report income of more than $600 by users. Now, millions of workers, 40 to 50 million workers, some in the gig economy, others part-timers, are hit hard by the rule. And some, like Kidzen, the online resale platform for children's clothing, tell Fox Business, hey, this rule, it should be abandoned altogether. Congress passed the $600 threshold for Form 1099-K reports as part of the American Rescue Plan Act nearly 2 years ago.
Critics say the new rule will disproportionately impact middle and low-income Americans. Federal authorities say the remaining 340 North Atlantic right whales will remain protected under the Endangered Species Act, and the species requires a series of protective steps to stave off extinction. Conservationists and commercial fishermen have been at odds since a top threat to the animals is entanglement in fishing gear. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.